I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On December 30th, Malaysia's High Court is set to decide a case on whether Christians can use the word for God. International Christian Concerns' Logan Maurer says a decision to prohibit Christians from using the Malay name for God, which Muslims also use, would violate the rights. The impact of this issue is already being felt.
Just recently, there was a case of 1,500 Bibles being taken by the government because there's the word Allah in them. And they're still taken, they're still held by the government. They are not going to be released until this case is ruled on.
Pray God would intervene so that Christians can speak freely about God. Next, cholera reappeared in Zimbabwe, raising the specter of another deadly epidemic. This time, though, the rough passage of 2008 may have taught some life-saving lessons. Charles Detter of Global Aid Network is heading to Gokwe and the surrounding rural areas next month.
There is very little medical care available at all there. It's an area that Life Ministry Zimbabwe, our local partner, has not had opportunities to reach out with the gospel.
And when typhoon rains hit the Philippines, the storms destroyed commercial fish pens and washed away the cages and nets of small-scale fishermen. As part of the More Food, More Fish response, Christian Reformed World Relief Committee will be distributing fish nets to 450 of those families. They also released 1 million baby tilapia into the bay. By providing health care, nets, clean houses, and assistance to rice farmers, the local church becomes the hands and feet of Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and this station. If you'd like to have a free copy of WorldServe's devotional called Joy Over the Moon, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You'll also find out about the needs of the underground Chinese church, estimated at 80 million people. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.